From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. John Campbell reports in the Democrat and Chronicle that New York lawmakers who have not gotten a raise in 20 years are now in line to be among the best paid in the country. The State Compensation Committee, a panel of current and former comptrollers, recommended December 6 that New York's 213 lawmakers get a 64% raise from $79,500 now to $130,000 in 2021. The raises for legislators take effect January 1st unless lawmakers, who aren't scheduled in Albany anytime soon, pass legislation to stop the increases. Governor Andrew Cuomo's $179,000 salary would increase to $250,000 in 2021 if lawmakers approve the plan in January. H. Carl McCall, the SUNY Board of Trustees chair and former state comptroller who led the committee, said, and I quote, "We looked at comparables and New York does not compare well to other jurisdictions and there haven't been raises in 20 years," end quote. Read the full story in the Democrat and Chronicle. Eon Iggins reports at The Intercept that during his campaign to become the representative from New York's 19th district, Antonio Delgado talked about backing a Green New Deal. But so far, he has not signed on to the plan to cut U.S. carbon emissions to reach the Paris Agreement's climate goal to prevent the world from warming no more than 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit by 2100. Delgado said during the campaign, and I quote, "It is very important to understand that we could go to the moon, but what are we doing right now to save Earth? Why aren't we thinking bigger? Why aren't we challenging ourselves about the next frontier? Why aren't we thinking of a Green New Deal?" End quote. Losing Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield said that at the August League of Conservation Voters Forum, where Greenfield wasn't invited to speak, Delgado's, and I quote, "opening statement was nearly word for word what Greenfield had been handing out on a leaflet on the sidewalk just before the event," end quote. According to Greenfield's press release from August, and I quote, "it was a one-time mention in front of a specific audience," end quote. In a November 15th interview with the Cooperstown Crier, Delgado would not commit to the New Deal plan. He said, and I quote, "We have so much investment in fossil fuels right now, and the way we speak about infrastructure build-out facilitates the distribution of fossil fuels, and we have to be more focused and intentional about moving towards a green energy economy," end quote. Delgado's campaign did not respond with any response to the issue. Read the full story at The Intercept. Representative-elect Antonio Delgado was named one of three new vice chairs of the Future Forum, a group meant to represent the opinions of young people. A December 6 press release from Stephanie Murphy, a Florida Democrat, said, and I quote, "The generational organization's membership will double in size to approximately 50 members in the new Congress and will continue to focus on issues like gun violence prevention, college affordability, and equality of opportunity." Democrats Abby Finkenauer of Iowa and Jimmy Gomez of California were also named vice chairs. Delgado tweeted after the announcement, and I quote, "Looking forward to taking a leadership role on the needs of our younger generation, from loan forgiveness to access to land and capital for young farmers," end quote. Emilia Teasdale reports for the Columbia paper that Columbia County way stations begin charging $50 for one-year-long permits per household and $35 for residents 65 and older for recycling in 2019. It will cost folks who live outside Columbia County a $100 fee. The county solid waste department plans to have more information on the recycling permits later this month. Town clerks can sell permits to residents if their town participates in the program. Valencia and Kinderhook villages use a private company, County Waste from Greene County, and so are not in the program. Columbia County is accepting tin and aluminum food and beverage cans, plastic bottles, jugs, tubs, and jars number 1, 2, and 5, glass bottles, and aseptic containers, plastic-coated milk and juice containers. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio. The local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.